This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Introducing a new concept in gospel music.
Well, all right. Well, all right, everybody. Let your hair down. If you got on a wig like some people think I got on, and this is my own beautiful hair, what to do with it, fellas?
Take it off.
I said, and get down on with it.
Gospel train is coming. the bells are tolling. Don't you hear the engine exhausting tune? You know the train gonna be here tonight.
Oh,
now before she enters the pearly gates of heaven, can't you imagine that you can hear this train go? She blows so high, love so low. You know the train gonna be here tonight. Then she blows red.
There you have it. At 4:05 of the first period, Guy Gilbert guillotined for high sticking. Now let's take another look at it in slow motion.
Thank you.
fascinate rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinate rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flivver. Each morning I get up with the sun to find that night no work has been done.
I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you start picking on me?
You're making the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flivver.
Each morning I wake up with the sun to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy.
Won't you take the day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy?
Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. A fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop picking on me?
Fascinating rhythm, won't you stop picking on me?
Fascinating rhythm, won't you stop picking on me?
Oh, we ride in the rodeo, roping steers and busting broncos, and we haven't had a bite to eat since dawn. We are hungry and we're dragging, but here comes the old chuck wagon with the fiddles that we long for. Bring her on!
Now I'm the U.S. Marshal. To soft drinks I am partial.
And this popcorn's good.
My gosh, I say it be. Me like 'em, lick 'em, ice cream, and this ice cream, very nice cream.
You buy 'em,
and you try 'em,
and you see.
Now it's time for intermission, so let's all hit the trail and gather round the sweet bar where these goodies are on sale.
Thank you.
Well, I was at my old church right by my old school of the 1960s on Sunday this past week, and a prayer sometimes in these masterpiece exceptional songs is I never want them to end. And Watermelon Man is one of those, originally by Herbie Hancock in his early days in the 1960s, and with an all-star cast on his session for Blue Note Records with Dexter Gordon, I believe, is on the track, and also Freddie Hubbard, and a good drummer, not Blakey, but somebody else, a good drummer. Take my word for it, or don't, because some of the time, even though this is a universally, potentially heard podcast, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Something that translates with chagrin to my life. This version, however, is a cover of Herbie Hancock's masterpiece by Mongo Santa Maria. And like the Mongo in Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles movie, I like Ear Candy. And this fits the bill, Watermelon Man. I remember this when I was young. My late parents had it, cover version of this, like one of those easy listening guys like Al Caiola, or I think that's how you pronounce his name. I was like, oh yeah, it's pretty cool. Then I heard the original, it's like, it's not so cool. It's okay. Maybe. Mongo Santa Maria from 1963, recorded in New York City in late 62 and early 63. It took him two sessions to finalize this joy. Watermelon Man, here on Free FM 89.0, which is our line drawn in the radio sand, and podcast all week long on a variety of places, which we'll hit you to at some point in the program. In this case, given the fact that we originate from the real deep south of the world, New Zealand, program is spelled MME. Thank you. Get it straight. Before Mongo, the title track of his 1963 record, this be 2018, Tony Bennett and Diana Krall with a track called Fascinating Rhythm. A vocalese warhorse with new life breathe into it. I thought the Tonester was in good form for being, what was he? He had to be close to 90 on this track. And normally, Diana Krall, who's got skills as a piano player, got good taste in men, being married to Elvis Costello. Although, if I was a friend of hers, I would have said, you know, this guy's already been married twice and cheated on both of his wives. Maybe it's not such a good idea. Well, they've been married a long time. They don't need marital advice from me, being a one-time loser myself. But normally, Diana Krall just murmurs or mumbles her vocals. And I think, sing louder. Don't shout, but, you know, not everybody has to be Tina Turner or Janis Joplin, but sing louder. Or Ethel Merman, for that matter. But I thought she kept up with Dee Benedetto on this track, or Benedetto, Tony Bennett's real last name. The album is called, that's what I thought, Love Is Here to Stay, from last decade. And even though it's a lot of standards, it's really good. Gave it a good listen the other night to scrub off the rust. I hadn't put it on in a long time. But, you know, I got to spend more time with my music. But then again, it's a full-time job. I have so much music that to spend time with individual CDs all day, every day, there'd be no room for any other form of life. And I like life in all its permutations and gusto potential. All right, that's enough watermelon. proceeding, Tony and Lady Diana of the jazz world. The Zombies, January of 2011. Rod Argent and Colin Blunstone wandered into a London studio to record live with the rest of what I remember being a decent amount of the later day Zombies band. And they cut that version of Hold Your Head Up, originally the Argent hit. So Argent covering Argent on that track. And I thought they hit it out of the park. You got the idea because we were tee-heeing here at Studio A about the fact that, you know, you think the name of the song is Hold Your Head Up after they repeated it about 50 feckin' times in the piece? Well, like New York sports host say sometimes, who cares? As long as it's good. And it was. Hold Your Head Up. The Zombies. Not Argent in that case. I thought Colin Blunstone did a terrific lead singing job on that track, but I'm in the tank for things Zombie. Although I never watched the TV show. That, remember that about 10 years ago with the whole craze about zombies? I forget the name of the big hit TV show, but it was huge for about 1 or 2 years. A band, the instrumental we heard in that set, they named themselves The Bucket List. That's a trio supergroup of Jerry Marotta, and hang on to that trio thing for a moment, if you will. Jerry Marotta on drums, Tony Levin on bass, and Phil Kagi from the Jesus Freak World on guitar. The name of that track was called Good Stuff, and I played it because it is, and it was. It was recorded up around Woodstock, New York, released within the last 5 years. And it's not all great, but the great stuff is great. Great, 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 great. Da-da-da-da-da. Get something that's a little longer in the tooth on there. Speaking of, speak and ye shall hear. The Golden Gate Singers, and that's not the song I was going to play, but it was better than the song that I was going to play, I think. A lot of up-tempo. The Golden Gate Gospel Train is picking up you heathen passengers out there. They were part, bent your ear about the last couple of weeks, I've been reading this book about the Blind Boys of Alabama, and they're unbelievably, to me at least, fascinating lineage and heritage coming from Birmingham, Alabama in the 1930s in racist Alabama, and going through their travelogue of what they became. And the Golden Gate Gospel Quartet was one of those influences on that group. Took that from a collection called Jubilation. I like that. As we decree a year of jubilee, which means free from guilt and sin, and party on, Garth. Well, the old Jewish culture didn't say party on, Garth, at the end of that, but I just said it here myself to embellish a point. The Rave Oops from their album Chance in 1990, that's their masterpiece record. If you can find that anywhere on UCD, because I don't know if it came out on record back then. Jimmer Pordasky was the guy who wrote the songs for that band. For some reason, that song always reminded me of the Kinks, maybe because of the guitar figure in it that's not distorted like Dave Davis used to do, but close enough for me and my unsophisticated ears. We heard Respectfully, King of Rain, which was the song that got the most airplay off that record, and rightly so. 5 minutes, not a bat note on it, except what came from the glory of the musicians plying their craft. Out of L.A., the Rave Ups. And we began the music part of the show with the king. Now, we have a wannabe king, even though he's a jester who should be coming out of a Volkswagen and be good to fit out the doors. But we have a would-be wannabe king here right now running the country into the ground. Little Richard Penniman, if he's not the greatest of the post-World War II rockers into the glory age from 1954 till whenever you stop, you and your ears stop. But I think he's the most incomparable performer of them all. My Lord, the energy from that man. We were just laughing in the at my record shop this past Saturday, listening to Richard, because I was speaking to a musician friend of mine who plays the bass and knows his way around songs. He's an international touring guy. And we were just laughing at the approach of Little Richard on the piano and how intensely he played. And we heard Get Down With It. Now, I played the studio version on this program before. The Paleface Parabola is the name of it. But this one is a live version recorded in 1966 for an album that I buried here and can't really read. But take my word for it. It's likely on YouTube or some other place that has those kind of things on it. And Little Richard brings awe and magnificence to his music. Get down with it. And so we did, and so we will here on our program today. This is Oaf Without Borders Radio, the Paleface Parabola. We at least swim in the clear, clean waters of mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch on our 1 hour and 58-minute tour de farce. Tonight, our show goes in three participles. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world, which is where we are right now. We Cheat the Hangman, part two, which is really son of Tonight, Your Ears, and Tomorrow, the world. We Cheat the Hangman, part B, and then the Mystery Man's Midnight Music Magic Act to close the program and send you on your way merrily, merrily towards Retrospect number 733, airs later this evening. So put on your shouting shoes and let's have a good time. Our team here at the Paleface Parabola, and then we get back to the music and think in the next set, Ole, the big guy, and his willingness, availability, and ability to get us here in one or two pieces on a weekly basis. Us aging, we're always comparing ailments here on this program. But his chariot, a sturdy part of the gusto life we portray here on Free FM. Then there's 3D, who pinch hits for the big guy when he can't make it, which is infrequently, but it happens. And his pay is docked, you'll be happy to know, on those shows. John and Barbara, who we waved to next door, they were fussing about the porch here next to Studio A. And we were happy to see them today, and I got to thank them for their kindness in allowing their a UFO to land in their cornfield. read up on Roswell and where the saucer actually came down. It wasn't where the people gather yearly to wait patiently or impatiently for it to come back. Our New Zealand team on the North Island, Bill Gray, our Pale-Faced Parabola social media manager, he posts new graphics and information as to how, why, and where you can hear us, plus the podcast options. He's the reason I'm at this station, which probably keeps him awake at night, I would imagine. We bond on many things, he and I do, though. I can't keep up with him drinking-wise anymore, at least the one episode that I had, which I'm hoping to revisit as soon as I figure out which bank to rob or which lottery ticket to win with, so I can make it over to the North Island and party up Phil and Oliver, host of Masonic Youth on this station. Heard during the week a half-hour look into both classic, if you want to call it that, and new indie and alternative. And let's not leave out Deb, who had a lot of flavor and fire. What a joy to meet those three last year. Then there's also Mike, our program director, hosts morning shows on Free FM Mondays and Thursdays, 7:30 to 9:30 Oceanic time in the AM. And happily, because I get to hear it then, from 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon, preceding the BBC shows. Mike also is a man who likes the roar of the grease paint and the smell of the crowd. And he's one talented son of a so-and-so. Then there's Ricardo, former host, co-host of the Outer Limits Frequency on Free FM. I've been fortunate enough to make one request the last couple of years, and he said yes to filling in for us when we're off, and the same reaction happened this year, where I was like, hey, Ricardo, the crew needs a week off in early July. It only seemed right and righteous with the whole hoo-ha about the 250th anniversary, even though it's been downsized into a white trash wedding like the old Billy Idol song by the Rump administration. So all that to say this, Ricardo is going to fill in for us 2 weeks from now on Wednesday, July 8th, so we can lounge seductively on our chaise lounge have the cabana girl bring us never-ending potions sure to alter consciousness. Thanks, Ricardo. Can't wait to hear your noise. It's going to, unless he changes the concept, it's going to be trios, as I alluded to before. And he ran a few by me last week, some of which were obvious and some of which weren't. Can't wait to hear his noise. And then there's the mystery man. The mystery man. He's the man with a plan. He allows us to invade his sacred lair on a weekly basis to come make with the crash, boom, and bang here on this program. He is a co-host, editor, and finishes off the show with music from somewhere around the seven seas that I'm dazzled by on a weekly basis. So that's our team. And now, to get in touch with your inner Spaniard, we begin this set with a guy named Tim Maia, M-A-I-A. It's on the Luwaka Bop label, which is David Byrne's label of the Talking Heads, at least it was. He's got his fingers in several different pies. Just, Dave, I'm warning you, this is your one and only warning. Stay away from my slice of the key lime pie. That's mine. Mine, all mine. And I bought this record. I read several good reviews of it years ago when it came out. And I'm thinking, ah, it's David Byrne's label. It's got to be good. And I listened to it once, put it aside, had to blow the dust off at first. Listened to it over the weekend. It was like, what was I thinking about? This record's really good. What do you think?
There's so many politicians trying hard to find the way. And peace is not so far. And yet, it seems that nobody can see that. Love is all that you need. Love is all what you have to do. So many conversation, meeting parties and cocktails to preserve peace on earth, but they never find the way. You know why? You know why? You know why? Because love is really the answer. This you have to agree, it will be celebration when all people be free. And if you keep doing things like that, peace is gonna be far. Trying hard to find the way to preserve peace on earth, but they never found the way. Never found the way. Know why? Do you know why? Love is all what you need. Love is all what you have to do. Yeah. Many people try, man, to preserve peace on earth. So it seems that nobody can see that, and yet it's not so difficult to see, man. It's fundamental, necessary, and love in your life. All the people living together. Gonna be like 4th of July. Let's have a ball. It's fundamental, necessary, love in your life. All the people living together, yeah. It's gonna be like 4th of July. Let's have a ball. Yeah.
I know what. What are you people? On dope?
I know, it's me again. So quickly, too. Roy Hargrove, far too young. He was in his 40s when he passed within the last 10 years. Apparently, he lived the jazz life, which was a hard life of his own choosing. Liked his fire water, liked his medicine cabinet, and paid the price for it. And some people, as I remember Keith Richards saying once about Brian Jones, when Brian Jones passed at the age of 27, now pretty strong speculation he was murdered by one of his supposed gatekeepers who was supposed to be taking care of him. But Keith said, not all of us are meant to make 70, which I don't want to hear anymore, since if I'm lucky, I'll be 70 in 6.5 months. And I just saw, thank you, the weekly granddad report. My granddaughter is now wiggly and smiling at 10 weeks old. And I asked my son just for fun. I said, you sure that's a smile and not gas? He said, oh, no, she farts too. All that to say this. I'd be jumping JB. He's the mystery man. The big guy has our car on idle for the journey back home from Studio A later. That was Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World. We Cheat the Hangman up next. And from an Espanol-flavored set, we're going Emerald Isle on your ASSs to start We Cheat the Hangman, our next bracket of joyful noise unto the King of Kings and the Seven Seas. Before Roy Hargrove, Santana, from their third album, cleverly titled Three, on Columbia Records, 1971 the year, a subtle change of sound, especially on that one, two guitars. Although I don't know if Carlos overdubbed or not. In a track, No One to Depend On, Greg Raleigh, an essential part of the early Santana sound, and broke off along with Neil Sean after Caravan Sarai, the fourth album, to form Journey. Don't hold it against him. Those first couple Journey records were prog records, at least flavored. After that, they became the hit-making machine. Got to give Steve Perry credit. That boy could sing. The songs? Ish kabish. Before Santana, the trumpet player that we listened to, and they were partying, which I loved. Not going to call the cops on them. That track called Betola Boogaloo. recorded for the Fania label, released in 1968, taken from what was, I think, and has been, the best box set to come out this century so far. It's called It's a Good, Good Feeling, the Latin Soul of Fania Records, the singles, a crapped reissue label, four CD set that came out about 5 years ago. I'm all in on that kind of music anyway. And I love this box set. Just love it. L-U-V. You only hear what I'm saying. He was a band leader, a trumpeter, as noted. And, well, I guess that's what I needed to tell you. Oh, Dominican Republic. He's from the Dominican Republic. You could take a wild stab and figure out that it was somewhere in the whole Atlantic Ocean area of, as my son used to call it, what the one water. Bobby Quesada, not Quesadilla, Quesada, the artist there, began to set with Tim Maya and Let's Have a Ball Tonight. Can I get an amen, at least 5 dozen of you? I'm waiting. Ah, there we go. That's number 60. Thank you. 1978, the year, it spoke to UFC fights on the lawn of the white trash America. Tim Maia, M-A-I-A. And began the set with Mongo Santa Maria. We're caught up. How about this? Albums released today. In 1983, it's a big stinger-ringer-ringo feature. 1983, the Police reduced the album Synchronicity, which made them richer than King Midas, or Elon Musk, maybe, the new trillionaire of the world. He's worth $1,200 billion, if you want to break it down into the next pocket change of denomination. Synchronicity, not my favorite Police record. I love two of them. I like Regatta de Blanc, White Reggae, the second record from 1979, and Ghost in the Machine from 1981. I thought they were both tremendous records. The first album, too repetitive vocally. The third record, Zenyatta Madonna, a stupid album. And Synchronicity, it's kind of like Sgt. Pepper in the way that I believe there's, for as good as the good songs are, there's holes in that record where you're thinking, eh. Well, first off, if there's holes in the record, it's really hard to play. So how do you get a good listening experience? But that's not what I mean. What I mean is that there's just songs like Ms. Gradenko and the Stuart Copeland song. Was it Mother? And, you know, it was just like, okay, I guess if you were trying to get our attention. And some people may like it. The Mystery Man's a candidate for the offbeat songs like that. But in 1985, Sting made the one. I own two Sting solo records. That one and the live double album that followed it with the musicians that recorded with them on the Dream of the Blue Turtles. And I thought both of those records were pretty great. And then the rest of it, oh my Lord. It's a replacement for Delauded to have to listen to Sting solo records once you get past the soul cages. It's like, what happened to this guy? And the fact is, there was nobody around to tell him, listen, son, you want to pep it up? Because right now, you're a cure for sleep apnea and insomnia. More brain food. 1971, Carole King, the number one album in the country, the beginning of 9 weeks at number one, the Tapestry record, not a bad song on it. Now, that's an album that you can lock in all the way through. Just marvel at the songwriting craft. Craft in this term and usage, a good thing. Then finally, in 2017, nearly 50 years after the fact of his choking on his own vomit and dying, Jimi Hendrix got a park in Seattle named after him. And I got to tell my son about that, who lives about 15 miles north. Peter Green joined John Mayall's Blues Breakers on this date in 1966 for one album, scampered off to form the early blues band of Fleetwood Mac. And I'm glad he did, because they were brilliant as well. And in 1967, we're going to hear from him shortly, Moby Grape released not one, not two, but five singles off the first album, self-titled, notorious for both its brilliance and also the fact that kind of hype among the counterculture of the day drowned the appreciation of the record. And it was only later on where ears went back to hear and said, my God, listen to this record. And I have ear witness territory and eyewitness testimony that that's one of the greatest bands a seasoned veteran of going to concerts once told me. 1972, the Rolling Stones, number one in the country for the first of several weeks with Exile on Main Street, double album. Some see it as the great rock and roll double album of all time. No argument from here. And finally, 1972, Ron Pigpen McKernan's last concert with the Grateful Dead. He was dead within a year of cirrhosis of the liver. You got to do some serious drinking and have bad genetics to pass at the age of 27 like he did. Lights out for Screaming Lord Sutch today at the age of 58 in 1999, as his name would potentially signify. He was one crazy bastard. And then in 1954, Danny Cedrone of Bill Haley and the Comets, who played the guitar break on Rock Around the Clock. And I was just saying this the other day at the record shop. You know, Rock Around the Clock almost had the reverse effect upon Bill Haley's career, because it overwhelmed everything else he did. And he looked like a guy who would come fix your hot water heater if the plumbing went out on it. But man, they had a lot of good music. Try the ABC Boogie and thank me later. Birthdays of the day. Snake Finger from The Residents. Can we prove that, since we've never seen The Residents' faces? The Residents are one of those bands. I have a few of the records in my collection, especially Third Reich and Roll, just for the pure zaniness of the album title. And the idea of The Residents, to me, is better than the actual listening. Jello Biafra, born today in 1958. Of the Dead Kennedys and the punk bands, I got a lot of time for those guys. Holiday in Cambodia is one of my favorite songs of that whole genre. Jello turned out to be not so great a bookkeeper, and the other three band members of the Dead Kennedys wound up suing him for unpaid royalties. He made a record with Mojo Nixon at one point called Prairie Home Invasion instead of Companion, that I thought was really funny, given those two guys, yeah. Stravinsky, born today in 1882. He was a young fella then when he was driving people out of theaters in the 1920s, was it, in Paris? First time The Rite of Spring was premiered over there. Cliff Gallup of Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps, born today in 1930. Jeff Beck did an amazing tribute. Yeah, it was note for note, but again, if you're that good and you can do it, why not do it? On his album Crazy Legs, Cliff Gallup was, along with Paul Burleson and Brian Setzer in the Modern Age and Dave Albin of the Blasters, the four Mount Rushmore guitar candidates of rockabilly music, IMHO. Chris Spedding, who once was a Sex Pistol, believe it or not. He did a lot of roots rock and roll over in England, born today in 1944. Kendrick Lamar, who a musicologist that I know. In fact, he's the best customer at my shop, but I'm not saying it just because of that. Kendrick Lamar, born today in 1987. He's only 39. He is now the preeminent hip-hopper with the most cred in the world. So I was coerced into listening to some of his records. It's too harsh for me and too fast-moving, but there's no doubt about the guy's skills linguistically. He's got it going on. So that's the day in music history. If we have time, we'll have some brain food later on in this eventful 7 days in the world. But what 7 days aren't, really? Honestly, come on now. We cheat the hangman. And if these guys were born at a different time, at a different place, they'd be on the run from the law, too. The Pogues, with the title track from 1988 of the album that's got Fairy Tale of New York on it. But, well, I'm still recovering from the blitz now that you hear that song every Christmas time. Instead, a song that I thought of when I was in church this past Sunday called If I Should Fall from Grace of God.
drinking whiskey and end up drinking wine.
Cheap old wine and whiskey makes me high all day. Cheap old wine and whiskey drove my gal away. Some corn, drank some mash, saw my baby talk a whole lot of trash.
Deep old wine and whiskey keeps me high all day. Deep old wine and whiskey drove my gal away. Deep old wine and whiskey.
I was lucky enough when I was young to have two parents who had great taste. One continued on from the British invasion and one ran from the room. That was my late father. In fact, he used to get mad, like a lot of parents did back in the 1960s, simply for the crime of having the musician's hair touch the top of their ears. But I heard Ray Charles through my parents. They used to have Ray Charles' Greatest Hits, I think, and that had Hit the Road Jack on it, and I loved that track when I was young. We're not hearing that one, even though Ray Charles' place is on this CD. We're listening to Ya Dirty Dog from Duke Ellington meets Coleman Hawkins, recorded in April of 1962 for the Impulse label, and it's a kicker. Johnny Hodges is on this record, along with, several members of the Ellington Orchestra. Two masters and geniuses of their genre. Coleman Hawkins, a.k.a. The Bean, and Duke Ellington, a.k.a. The Duke, from 1962. Swamp Zombies, before that, their weekly flyby. Kim Lenz and her Jaguars with Nick Curran on guitar from the album called It's All True. I want to read that book because she was the pinup girl of rockabilly for a while there. We heard Speed Limit about Slow Down, Mister, from that album. Came out in 2009. The Valentines with That's It, Man. 1962, the year. I want to say that Bobby Womack was involved in that band, but then again, Bobby Womack was the Valentinos, so it had nothing to do with that track. But I just love that the yelping and the joy that was going on there, potentially from the sight of the bottom of the bottle. The Blind Boys of Mississippi, in this case, from a collection called Then Sings My Soul. This was some classic old-time gospel groups. And the piece we heard was I Got It Within Me. Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. Contemporaries of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. In fact, they shared Clarence Fountain as one of their lead singers and inspirations in that time. Then there was Mr. Bear, Jack Parker, from a terrific collection, two CD set, called Jumpin' Like Mad, Cool Cats and Hip Chicks, plus Nonstop Dancing. That track from the 1950s, early 50s, I want to say 52, called, Sanctified and Secular in that set. This preoccupation, drinking cheap old wine, and whiskey by Jack the Bear Parker. And began the set with the Steam Packet, an early British combo supergroup which included Rod Stewart, Long John Baldry, the Mystery Man knew it as soon as he heard him, Brian Auger on the keyboards, Julie Driscoll also moonlighted in this band, Mickey Waller on drums, and they had the smarts and good sense to cover Jimmy Smith's Back at the Chicken Shack. The Steam Packet from 1964, really early Rod Stewart music, although he didn't sing a note on that track. Some quick brain food. The Free FM CD of the week, album of the week, Kurt Vile's new one, Philadelphia. It's been Betty, Betty Good to Me. That's played on the morning shows between 7:30 and 9:30, featuring the likes of Mike, which we talked about before, Gary on Wednesdays, and Kate on Fridays. Kurt Vile music. I like that new album. I've heard it. He does his Slackology himself, but he's okay. IMHO. Ted Cruz on Trump's 80th birthday. I don't know where the man gets his energy from. He's up early and he's up late. And I said, yeah, well, that's pretty easy. We all could be, too, if we took naps during important policy meetings like he does at the White House. Then my wife turned me on to a couple things this morning. This Christian minister called B.J. Kremer, C-R-E-M-E-R, recommended by 3D. Christian nationalism looks like seeing Jesus hanging on the cross and saying, you know, you should have followed the laws, unquote. Zach Lambert. Elon Musk is now a trillionaire. His net worth, $1.2 trillion, or as I spoke of before, $1,200 billion. Man, I wouldn't mind having $1,200 in my bank account by the end of today. It does not compute to most of us. John Wesley, not John Wesley Harding, but John Wesley, his manifesto, one of his credos, create a society. Are you listening, leaders of the world? Create a society based on value and not on profit and consumerism. Good thing you lived in the time you did, Wes. And finally, B.J. Kremer again. I just can't even imagine wanting a ballroom for one man and not wanting gun reform for every child everywhere. Brain food here on this Wednesday night, June 17th, 2020. 26, The Mystery Man coming up, and then retrospect number 733. For now, The Grape.
Hey, Grandma, you're so young. The old man's just a boy. Been a long time this time. Been a long time this time.
Bonsoir, bienvenue au Duc des Lombards, ça va bien? The ABC MD of Boogie Woogie.
Bonsoir Boogie from the ABCD of Boogie Woogie, a collection put together by Ben Waters on the piano and Charlie Watts on the drums, recorded in Paris in 2010, coming out of Moby Grape from 1967, and the tale of a young woman who looked like an old woman due to her consumption of Robitussin and elderberry wine. Supposedly. How they knew that, I don't know. We get to the point of the show now where retrospect is on the horizon, but first, the Midnight Magic Act from the Mystery Man. He's got a backstory, and he's got a track to play for us. What do you got there? Kick up some dust.
Well, we have music from an Irish group called Keela. And Keela teamed up with a Hokkaido-based musician named Oki Kano from the Oki Kano Ainu Band, or Oki Dub Ainu Band. The Ainu are an indigenous group from northern Japan, Hokkaido specifically, and also Sakhalin Island, an island in between Japan and Russia. And so they teamed up and did a record together. We're going to hear something from that. Oki Kano, by the way, played in New Jersey last week on WFMU.
Yeah,
on Jessica's show, and it was a great show.
Well, enough publicity, free publicity for those people. Let's talk about what you're playing tonight here. you're going to play this track, and why don't you have a stab at this pronunciation?
Where you got it? Oh, there you go. I'm not even going to try.
Oh, you chicken.
Ando. That's all I could get.
Well, what we're going to do now is he's got 7 days to get the right pronunciation for this. And by this time next week, we'll forget we ever even mentioned it because we've got business to do. In the meantime, the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act, now in about to be full flight, free FM, except no substitute, the Paleface Parabola, all week long, a podcast ploy available. You can look at our social media page, the Paleface Parabola, and he will give you your heading. In the meantime, Sláinte, good fortune, and go well. The Paleface Parabola, the management and staff thereof, signing off.
Hand on cock, bow, tree, car, boulevard, quick, check, call on a hill. Down on the lawn, mark, lock, port, getting dirty, number, garden, in a sun, and I'm on a pay. Yet alone, mark, lock, port, getting dirty, number, garden, in a sun, and challenge, kill. Hand on cock, bow, tree, car, boulevard, quick, check, come on a hill. Hand on cock, bow, tree, car, boulevard, quick, check, call on a hill. Yet alone, mark, lock, port, getting dirty, number, garden, in a sun, and I'm on a pay. Down on the lawn, mark, lock, port, getting dirty, number, garden, in a sun, and challenge, kill. Challenge, kill. She did. I'm a total baller.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.